The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy Saturday.
Man, that was a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
It is a happy Saturday.
Yeah, it's not going to be over scorching today. It's
hey, that's wonderful.
Be in the
right,
way to go, AJ.
Yeah, I'm excited because we have a lot of open houses this weekend.
Yeah,
and I had to get out there in the heat and put out the open house sign so everyone will find us.
That's right. No galoshes needed.
Yay!
I'm
so happy about that. Trust me, I've done many open house signs in the rain and then look like a little wet person.
You have to have somebody come back in and restage it.
Yes, exactly.
That was a different voice. Our regular producer, Alan, is taking a little time off today. So, AJ, a popular voice here on AM 600 WBOB, is sitting
in.
So welcome, AJ.
Welcome. It's good to be here, as a matter of fact. And Alan is actually doing a ham radio thing.
I know. Isn't
weekend.
That exciting?
You know, and so, you know, your regular ham will be back. But in the meantime, you only have a substitute.
I'll be back.
All right.
I'll be back.
There
I
you
love
go.
That.
Well, we are glad that you are here, and
yes.
You know that you will do a fantastic job.
Yes.
We've got a fun
now the
show
pressure's
here.
On.
The pressure is on. That's right. Well, we want to welcome you. Welcome everyone else. We hope that everyone had a great week. We sure did. Some great new houses to tell you about. Some great stories that we heard that we like to share with our listening audience. And we have some new listeners that we talked to this week. So a big shout out to Miss Doreen in Arlington and Tony, who is transplanted northerner, who now loves the weather and the less expensive lifestyle here in Northeast Florida. Also, welcome to both of you, plus another wonderful lady who didn't want it to be mentioned this morning. You know who you are.
So she's listening, right? But no name.
That's right.
She'll remain nameless.
Hey,
I like that.
It's a special day.
Is it my birthday?
That we are honoring certain things that we do at the beginning of the hour.
Oh, you're doing your special day thing.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a special day thing because this is the anniversary of something that is used by most Americans probably at least once a week. And if they didn't have this thing, they wouldn't be able to eat some of the things that they enjoy. So It is National Can Opener Day.
All right. I like your buttons.
That's right. It is also National Knife Day and National Waffle Day.
Ooh, I like waffles.
How about that? Finally, well, you know, I could do more, but it's National Peach Pie Day.
Mm.
And sadly, Pluto Demoted Day.
Pluto. Big deal.
That's right. Pluto Demoted Day. And if you want to go out and enjoy the evening, it's Shooting Star Day. And the one day of the year that you are allowed to complain about the weather, because it is Weather Complaint Day.
We never have those in Jacksonville.
Oh, no.
No.
Not at all. Because this is the place that has Chamber of Commerce kind of weather.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, sometime. There maybe by October.
There are a few more, but I won't get into them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are your problem-solving realtors. We come to you every Saturday morning to talk about what's going on in real estate here in Northeast Florida mostly, but sometimes we talk about things in other parts of the country. I got to do it a little bit early today, being on Joe Pippin's show as I was driving in.
There
was
a Joe's
question.
Show. I love Joe.
About yes,
so
Joe
smart.
Is great.
He thinks highly of both of you. I know that from what he said on the show.
Yeah,
yes.
He's great.
We think highly of him. We use him in our personal real estate and lives for certain legal needs, and he has used us. So it's a mutual admiration society there. And in fact, Joe and I actually grew up in the same part of the country in Richmond, Virginia. So
that's right. Yes. Y'all went to the same high school or you didn't?
No.
Different high schools.
Different high schools.
Same city.
Yes. And he's a little bit older. So
no.
I didn't know him in Richmond, Virginia. But
But yeah. You grew up nearby.
Yes, we grew up nearby.
Yeah,
that
really
deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And they ended up in the same radio station.
In a
like,
way, you know, because Joe comes to visit Jacksonville once a month, doesn't he?
Yes.
And we have something
twice
else in common. That's longevity in our family. Like his parents recently celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And I just went to visit my dad, who just turned 94.
Yes, yes.
And if my mom was alive, they'd be close to their 75th.
Yeah, I think
close.
So, too. Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Something about Richmond, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe we should move to Richmond, see
There's
if we can
make
it.
Something in the water there?
I don't know. Hey, I think we should start off with a contest. Now, this is one you really got to think about. So there, think about the 125 most populous cities in America, okay? Which one has the highest, it costs the most to live compared to your income? So don't automatically think, okay, New York, it's real expensive to live there. But it's based on compared to your income. And just call us with your guess of the most expensive city to live compared to
your income.
Housing.
Yeah, I just peeked at the answer, and it's a toughie.
It's a toughie. But along the way, I'm going to give hints.
Okay.
Anyway, call us. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222. Talk, which is 8255. And of course, we're area code 904.
All right. So we expect a lot of calls with this one.
Yeah, call. Calls to say hey. Call to say summer's almost over.
Yeah.
So it call has, to say anything. Call.
Yeah. So
just,
it's,
it, just
it has
call.
To be a big city.
Okay.
Okay.
Big city.
That's
yeah.
Hint number one.
Hint number one. Big city.
Big city.
Yes.
Yes. Big city as in populous.
Yeah. Populous.
Populous. And I will tell you, it's not Jacksonville.
I was going to say, it's not Jacksonville then.
It's not Jacksonville.
Even though Jacksonville's not the largest metro area in Florida, it is the largest city and one of the top 15, I believe, largest cities in population within the city limits.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But, but Jacksonville did not make even the top 25.
Ooh.
For this question.
For this question.
Question.
That's right.
Hmm.
That's right.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right. All right. So call in 222-8255. So Angela, your specialty is telling us how the numbers were for this past week.
I thought my specialty was bossing you around.
Well, you're really good at that.
Wow.
See, AJ,
got a
you're not used to
AJ.
This show.
That's right. You guys are, I love it.
Yeah. The last time you were here, we had a guest, and I was well-behaved.
Speaking of guests, I want to tell you that everybody got in the mail, or most people got in the mail this week, so a letter from a very great gentleman whose name is Jerry Holland. Jerry Holland is the Duval County property appraiser.
I love him.
And you
so
got
smart.
Your 2019 notice of proposed property taxes. If you didn't get it this week,
yeah,
you'll get
it
next week.
I got it.
You got it. I got it. I'm going to be getting a few of them. That's right. Well, he's going to be on the show next week.
Yes.
So
I love that.
You have to tune in next week.
It's always a great show when he's on.
He just knows so much stuff and has so much education with respect to what's going on. Anyway, come back after the break, and we're going to talk about what happened this past week. And, oh, my gosh, interest rates are getting lower. Can they get any lower? Oh, my gosh.
How low can they go?
So stay with us, everybody. We got some unbelievable stories. Like a $1 billion property? Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this happy Saturday. Glad y'all are here with us on Real Estate Radio.
Did you have a triple espresso this morning?
I had nothing.
Well, maybe you should.
This is me normally. Be afraid.
There's a reason I'm on the other side.
Are you usually this happy in the morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who'd you talk to on the phone on the way in this morning?
Well, my sister, which always does give me a little shot of happiness, of course.
All right, so we want to repeat the contest of the 25 most populous cities in America.
Yes.
Which one has the highest cost of living? So, essentially,
no,
cost to buy a house.
No, that's really the question.
Cost
it's
to
the
buy
highest amount of your income compared to the cost of living and buying a home.
Yes.
It's a complicated question.
Yeah.
And the answer is obscure. I didn't know the answer. When I looked at the answer, I was like, I wouldn't have got
it. So it's not necessarily the largest city in population.
Mm. Oh, no, not at all.
Not at all.
It's of the 100 most populous, the most populous
125 most populous cities. Which one has, like, the highest cost of living
compared
and the
to
lowest
income,
cost
to
of
the income.
Income?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a toughie. It's a toughie, and it's not what you think it is.
Well, how do you know?
Because I didn't get it.
Well, you didn't get it.
Listen, I'm an average Joe. I'm an average Joe.
Believe me, when I look at you, you're not a Joe. Anybody looks at you is going to think you're not a Joe. Anyway, while people are cogitating on that one.
Cogitating. Ooh, Howard's got the big words.
How was real estate here in Northeast Florida this past week, Miss Angela?
Let me tell you, because I have the answers to that. This past week for homes and condominiums, 747 offers got accepted, and that's about the same as it was last week. 709 homes came on the market, and that's up 12% from the previous week.
That's good.
It is great. 153 of those 709. Well, guess what, Howard? They're already under contract, and if you do the math, that's 20%. 53 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 527 of them actually closed on a home for themselves. And we say, congratulations.
All right.
Yes, that's so exciting. So people have great weather this weekend to move into a home. Yay.
All right. Now,
next weekend, you know, there's going to be a lot of people moving because it's the end of the month. So we know there's a ton of closings. We have four closings next Friday. So, yeah.
We, as in you and me.
Well, we as the Walker Vergalis team, but not you and me personally buying houses. No.
Yes.
But our customers.
Yes. All right. Now, interest rates, they are now at a three-year low. They went down again.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a crazy, wonderful kind of thing. Anybody sitting on a fence? Get your butt off the fence.
Yes, I would think if people were trying to contemplate whether to buy or not to buy, buy. It's time to buy. If you need a realtor, call us. We'll help you. My number is 465-3845. I'll help you. I love to go shopping and spend other people's money. Wait, did I say that out loud? I love to go shopping and help you find the perfect home. That sounds nicer, doesn't it? I am on a roll today, aren't I, Howard?
You are.
There's just no telling what's coming out. I swear I've had no caffeine.
I'm scared. I'm staying away from you.
Aren't you glad we aren't really spending the day together? We have open houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yes, they are at a record three-year low. The 30-year rate is down 0.05 of a point to now it's 3.55%. That's crazy. That's like free money almost. The 15-year rate, it fell 0.04% to 3.03%. This time last year, it was almost 4%. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate is at an unbelievable 3.3%.
Yeah, that was as of yesterday. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's below 3.5%. That's incredible. And the five-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, that's still a great deal if you're going to be in a house less than 5 years. And some people know that they will. It fell 0.03 of a point to 3.32%. So these interest rates, now, of course, they're national. So what's happening local could be, you know, marginally different. And it depends upon your credit history, your credit score. So the rates could be different for you personally, but I say call Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners. Her number is 514-6969. She has the easiest number of anybody I know. And talk to her, see what you get qualified for, and go buy a house.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. And in your house, just about everybody in the United States, except maybe in the North, has an air conditioner. So you and I have this discussion a lot. What's the right setting? You're always hot. I'm always cold in the house.
That's subjective, isn't it?
That's right.
Isn't it?
But somebody's come out and said, hey, here is the answer. So according to Energy Star, you know, there are Energy Star appliances and there's Consumer Reports. Now, these two organizations say what is the best. So the optimal temperature setting for your air conditioner is when you're at home, drum roll, I don't know if we have a drum roll.
Don't think we have a drum roll. We'll have to get a drummer in here.
Okay. Is, now air conditioning, of course, means summer, is 78 degrees.
Ay, caramba.
What do you think about that, Angela?
Ay, caramba. I agree.
You agree?
Absolutely. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean?
No way, no way, no way, no way, no way.
People be sweating.
I would be sweating inside my own home. I am not going
to
do that.
Wait a minute. There's more to the story. There's more to the story. Now, they say that if you aren't comfortable with the 78, then lower it a degree at a time. Now, that means try it for a day. Not 5 minutes, Angela. Try it for a day. If you're not comfortable, go down again. By the way, if you don't like the 78, then you may really hate the temperature setting while sleeping.
What? What is it while sleeping?
82.
Yeah, not a chance. Listen, I need a freezer while we're sleeping.
But I have to admit, I leave my house at 77 and it actually works out pretty well.
Now, that's because you're skinny.
Now, Angela and everybody else, will this change your mind? You can save 3% on your utility bill for every degree that the setting is changed on your air conditioner.
Absolutely not. It would not change my mind. I do not care. There are some things that I am willing to pay for, like comfort.
All right. Now, but the issue is I sleep under two layers in the summer because you have the air conditioner set so low.
Yes, that's correct. And here's your options.
You don't care.
You can keep sleeping at our house, or I just heard AJ keeps it at 77 at his house.
Most of the time that works. Now, yes.
Do you have a guest room that Howard can stay in?
I don't know. That room is actually warmer. So he would be happy. Oh, really?
Yeah. He does not want the blankets on. But see, I like to make it super cold so I can sleep with a blanket on.
Wow.
I don't get that. You want to make it super cold so that you can sleep with a blanket.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, there's another recommended temperature, and that's while you are away during the day, and that is 85 degrees.
Okay. That's not right either. Listen, I don't know.
Your pets would pass out.
The pets would pass out. And I don't know if that's a national thing or not. In Florida, 85 is not acceptable because of the humidity levels. You know, the whole point of air conditioning is to get the humidity out of a house. You can't do it at 85. It won't click on enough. You have got to have the air conditioner coming on. So it cannot be at 85 because sometimes the air outside is 85. So it's not going to click on, right? AJ, I'm right.
That's right. Because the humidity really affects your comfort in the house.
It affects your comfort, but mold. I'm more concerned about mold.
It could be a mold problem. And
Howard.
Seems high for here.
What was that name you just told me about the old radio show?
The Bickersons.
The Bickersons. We're about to turn into the Bickersons.
I am reporting.
These are like fighting words right here about air conditioners and stuff. We're just putting our business all over the radio.
Oh, my. You guys are.
See, that's a big deal in Florida, though. Is the air conditioning.
It is. I bet that there's plenty of families just like us that have issues about this.
Well, I think we ought to get a Nest thermostat that turns things on and off. Set it at different temperatures while we're there and while we're away.
What difference does it make?
This is according to Energy Star and Consumer Reports.
Do you leave your ceiling fans running when you're not home?
No. Why does the
some
air
people? Some people do.
I do on the west side of the house where it's the hottest.
In the afternoon.
I sure do in the summer.
All right. We're halfway through the show. No one has guessed yet, so I'm going to give our first hint about the city, okay?
I scared them.
It is east of the Mississippi River.
You need more than that.
So the eastern part of the United States.
It's south.
South and east. Okay.
Way south.
Okay, you're narrowing it down. Hey, stay with us, everyone. When we come back, we're going to tell you about $1 billion piece of property.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. French President Emmanuel Macron, along with President Trump, having a private lunch before the start of the Group of Seven summit in Biarritz, France. Macron says leaders are discussing a lot of crisis around the world, including Libya, Iran, and Russia, as well as trade policy and climate change. Yesterday, President Trump escalating the trade war with China after China raised its tariffs. The president imposing a tariff of 15% on some $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not ready to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump, even though a majority of her caucus on Capitol Hill seems to favor moving in that direction. Pelosi says the public is just not ready for it at this point. On Wall Street Friday, a big loss as the Dow was down 623 points, 25,629. The NASDAQ was down by 240. This is SRN News.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, August 30th at 8 p.m., see and hear Pure Prairie League, Poco and Firefall in concert at the Florida Theater. Saturday, August 31st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, August 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all my pillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer. Call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing, 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
For your Saturday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high around 93. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of storms, low 73. Sunday, partly sunny, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, high around 91. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low 74. Monday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high 89.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. Was that enough happies?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's a great happy Saturday. And I'm so interested to hear about a piece of property that's $1 billion.
Well, before we do that.
$1 billion, because I'd like to know who wants to buy it.
Well, it's an interesting long story, but before we do that.
Yeah, right.
Before we do that, I want to give people more of a hint to the of the 125 most popular cities in America. Which one has the highest amount of income compared to the cost of buying a home? So here's the hint. Hint number one. The city that is the highest, the median list price of a home there is $121,800.
That's pretty low. Isn't it?
That's pretty low. And the median annual salary is only $30,000.
That's real low.
That's real low.
That's real low. And this city also has the highest unemployment rate of the 125 cities.
That doesn't help me guess. Well, No,
it
I think you should give some
you.
Other
Oh, come on.
Guesses.
I think this really narrows it down.
No. I told AJ the answer. Do you think that helps
you're
you?
You're not going to guess San Francisco.
Well, yeah, we know the prices are
right?
high there.
You're not going to guess.
The West Coast is out anyway. You said it was east of the Mississippi.
Right. You're not going to guess New York City. Because
and I said it was south.
Right.
Way south.
All right. So we need some guesses. Call in 222-8255.
So what would 121,000 get you in New York?
Nothing.
A garage?
Yeah.
The front door?
The doorknob.
All right. So let me tell you about this billion-dollar property. Now,
Please
there was a TV show that was a zip code.
90210.
Right. Now, that's in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And there was an undeveloped piece of land that was 157 acres. It was actually a mountaintop.
Okay.
And many, many years ago, it was over 20 years ago, the owner of that undeveloped piece of property sold it for $45 million.
Okay.
Wow.
And he sold it to a person that was going to develop it.
Okay.
He never did develop it. And he got a loan from the person that sold it.
All right.
He couldn't pay back the loan. And it had interest and charges over a 20-year period that raised it the amount due to $200 million.
Okay.
So he had it for over 15 years, didn't pay on the loan, it had a high interest rate, and it raised it to $200 million. That borrower then secured another loan. And while he did this, because it, you know, over time, the price of land in 90210 got very expensive, and he tried to then resell it because prices in Beverly Hills 90210 went skyrocketed.
Sure.
And he tried to sell it for $1 billion.
And?
It didn't sell.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. He then refinanced the home away.
Wait, there's no home.
There's no home on it.
Okay, you said home.
It's a flat mountaintop overlooking the LA area, 155 acres. I mean, gorgeous view. And then he got another group of people to another bank to finance that $200 million. Okay?
Okay.
Well, that debt became due, and he couldn't sell the property. So that went to foreclosure after a few years. Now, for anybody to bid on that at auction, they would have to pay off the $200 million that was due in the beginning. Nobody bid on it. Because they'd have to pay off the $200 million.
Okay.
So it went to auction.
A real auction.
A real auction. But, of course, nobody wanted to bid on it because there was a reserve to pay off the $200 million.
Okay.
So it went to its minimum, which was the original owner. The minimum was $100,000.
Oh, wow. So the original owner
so the
got it back.
The original owner.
For $100,000.
Got it back for $100,000.
Wow.
So he had this property that he originally sold for $45 million. Now it's worth substantially more. And he can turn around and sell it for substantially more.
But hasn't the market already spoken that there's no buyer?
Well, there's no buyer at $1 billion, which was the highest priced property in America and in the world, probably overpriced.
Well, that $200 million, did that go away with that auction?
Yeah.
That went away because the bank that loaned the first buyer.
They had to write it off.
They wrote it off.
Whoa.
So they lost $200 million.
So when they gave that person the $200 million, did he pay off the first person the $200 million that he owed, the original owner?
They paid off only $150 million of it. So he got $150 million.
Plus he could buy it back?
Yes.
Now, didn't he sell it originally for $45
million? He sold it for $45 with a...
What did he do with that? I know, he must have gone on a spending spree.
He didn't, no, because he gave a loan to the buyer. It was a
but that was never
owner
completed.
Financed.
But and that fell through eventually, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, isn't that interesting?
But the fact that he got it back is pretty
miraculous. Some people are in the right place at the right time with the right opportunities.
But he has to pay property taxes on that vacant land.
So what?
Probably
I'm surprised
pretty
it
high.
Hasn't sold because that's what they do in the West. They have those high elevations in cities that are more mountainous like they are out there. And around Phoenix, they sell luxury homes on the mountains around the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, but, you know, if it's done like it is here, it's based off sales price. And he just bought it for $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it being what it's really worth.
And that kind of depresses it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so nobody's called in for the contest yet. I am getting...
It's my fault, Howard. I told him it was too hard.
It's not that hard. Now, think about that. It has the highest unemployment rate, and the unemployment rate in this city is twice the rate of any other city in the country. Now, just focus on that.
What if we said ESE? Would that help?
I don't even know what that means, but don't say anything more. Think about what city would have a high unemployment rate. Why would they have a high unemployment rate and a low price to purchase a home and low median annual salary of $30,000? Come on, put your thinking caps on.
Maybe the weather's so gorgeous nobody's listening to the radio today.
I don't know.
They all could be at the beach before the possible rain would start later.
That's true.
Okay, I'm going to give another hint. The city is in a state that is on a place that has an ocean.
That's not a good clue.
I don't know if that's an accurate clue.
It's not an accurate clue. My ESE was better than that for people who know what ESE means.
East, southeast.
Not at all. That's not what it means.
Well, that what it means in some places.
That's not it.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to tell you about a new word in real estate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you making up new things?
I'm not making it up.
Because we know you're a wordsmith. You love your words.
This is going to be in Webster's.
Is it?
Yeah, Webster's is coming up with new words. This is in Webster's.
I'm interested.
Yep. You got to get a new version, but it is there. Well, also, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a landlord and tenant tip of the week. You're a landlord, right? I'm a landlord.
Yes.
We got a tip for you.
Cool.
So stay with us, everyone. And, we're going to give another hint when we come back.
We have to talk about open houses when we come back because we have six of them this weekend.
Six?
Six. We're busy.
We're only two people.
It's okay.
All right. Hey, stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us on our happy Saturday.
All right. We've got Leva on the line. Good morning, Leva.
Hey, man.
Oh, this is not...
I've won a couple times, y'all.
More than a couple.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
This is not Leva. This is...
Levi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I want to give a guess.
Thank you.
Let me ask, because I'm in the car and I hear it on and off the question. Is it the town with the most, what's the town population got to be at least?
Just one of the top 125.
Population?
Yeah.
I don't know. You said 30,000 stuff like that. What they make. I'm going to go with Jackson, Mississippi.
Nope, but that's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
They don't make no money there either.
That's right. Thanks, Levi.
All right, y'all take care.
All right.
You too.
Well, we're running out of time, so I'm going to tell people what it is.
Okay.
And some of you might hate me for this. And
hate you? No one's going to hate
you,
Howard.
Well, because I did not say haters here. I did not say state. I said America. So that was kind of a hint. The answer is
wasn't good enough.
The answer is San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Okay. Now ESE Howard means English is a second language.
Yes.
Need another Ay Caramba.
Ay Caramba.
There you go.
And part of the reason that unemployment is twice of any other area was because of the hurricane.
That's
that did
right.
So much damage that people haven't gone back to work yet.
Exactly.
Now, the median list price is because that, you know, it's not that expensive to live there. And the median annual income is just, it's not very high there. But anyway, that is the answer. So I'm going to give you the top five just for people's curiosity. The number one, again, San Juan, Puerto Rico, the most expensive place to live compared to buying a home compared to your income. Number one is San Juan, Puerto Rico. Number two, Miami, Florida. Number three, Los Angeles, California. Number four is New York. Number five, San Diego. Number six, Santa Barbara, California. Anyway, those are the top six.
You didn't get to San Francisco in that top six?
No, San That's Francisco surprising. Is actually number 15.
Well,
all right. All right, we've got to go to a new word in real estate. And well, let's get to our hot deals of the day because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, I don't want to. Six open houses we need to talk about, Howard.
All right.
Okay, so here's one of them that I want to talk about where I'm going to be today. So today I will be in Samara Lakes in the World Golf Village area. So get off on the World Golf Village exit from I-95 in St. John's County and go all the way down, crossover 16, you're on Passetti, and then you'll go to left into Samara Lakes, and then you'll go past the amenity center where the pool area is, and the street you're looking for is called Straw Pond, and the house number is 179 Straw Pond. This home is amazing. It's huge. If you need five or six bedrooms, this is your house. It has 3.5 bathrooms. It has a downstairs lanai plus above it an upstairs balcony. This home happens to have a fenced-in rear yard, but it's also on a little lake, you know, with water flowing by. It's really great. Four bedrooms up. There's a huge bonus room, or that is your six bedroom. So you could say there's five bedrooms up. There's one full bedroom with a full bath downstairs. No CDD. I love that. There is a HOA, but it's really small. Huge pantry, bigger than any I've ever seen.
You could put a bed in there.
You could. It's so huge. This is value priced. $350.
That really is
so
good.
A five or six bedroom house for $350. I'm going to have it open today, 11 to 1. It's also going to be held open tomorrow by one of our associates, Derek, from 12 to 2.
Okay, we got another one that we just listed. Believe it or not, this morning, and this house is so deceiving because you look at the picture, it looks like a 1,300 or 1,400 square foot home, but it's 1,900 square feet. Plus a Florida room that adds another 200 plus square feet. And it's right off Atlantic Boulevard in a community called Sutton Lakes.
Nice community.
And if you know where the Jaguar dealership is, it's right across the street. It's on Coldfield. So you can just go on to Realtor.com or go on to our website and tell you where it is. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath home. And it's got new carpeting, it's got a new roof, it has just been painted, and the Florida room is air-conditioned, so you can go and enjoy that off a backyard that is fenced in. It's got a great eat-in kitchen. I mean, it's just so easy living in this house. The living room is like 350 square feet. High ceilings, new appliances. This is move-in ready.
Painted recently.
It was just painted, $280,000, new appliances.
Yeah.
It really is a nice, nice home in a nice community close to the beach. And I'm going to be there right after the show, 11 to 1 today.
You know what I love about that location, Howard? You could be anywhere in 20 minutes. So really, whether you're going downtown, if you're going to the airport, if you work at Mayport, it's a great location. You want to be at the beach in 10 minutes. I mean, it's a fabulous location. It's also a natural gas community.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to be at one that I was at a few weeks ago. If you want to be in Middleburg, this house is a bargain. And this has a four-way split, four bedrooms. There are five bedrooms, but they're in four different places in the house. Yep. One of them is upstairs with its own family room, has its own bathroom up there, has a screened in lanai. It's on a big corner lot. This is a multi-generational house. It is perfect for multi-generation. Like I said, has a three-car garage, has a really nice yard, big, lots of storage areas. I mean, believe it or not, 2,900 square feet, well, almost 3,000 square feet. It's only $305,000.
It's a real bargain.
I mean,
it is. It's such a nice community, too. Two Creeks out in Middleburg. Great, great, great value. And you call it multi-generational, but, you know, right now there's just one family living there, and it's perfect for one family. I mean, I love that house, and there is a chef living there. That is just a chef's dream kitchen. I absolutely adore it. You know where I'm going to be tomorrow, Howard?
Wait a minute. That one's going to be open tomorrow from 1 to 3.
It's
on Sand Hill Crane. By the way, if you want to look up any of these, just go to our website, which is angelaandhoward.com.
Yes. And tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 5, I'm going to be in Beauclair. So that's off San Jose in Mandarin. I'll be at 9406 Wexford Road. There's about 3,300 square feet, five bedroom, three and a half bath. Such a wonderful, beautiful home. It's one house off of the river, so you get the river breezes. This is priced at $489. There's no CDD. There's no HOA. There is just a beautiful, what I call a French country style home. It's a brick ranch. It's going to be open today with Derek from 1 to 3, and then tomorrow with me from 3 to 5. It's a five-bedroom home, three and a half baths. It has a sunroom. It has a screen porch. It has a pool and a spa, a fenced backyard. It is just a rambling ranch, as we say, formal living room, formal dining room, family room. Huge kitchen, oversized island. It has this cool brick alcove. It's got a thermidor refrigerator. It's got built-in pantry, built-in china cabinet. It's amazing. You
it
have
really
to come and see
home.
This house. And it's just an upscale area. It's so quiet and peaceful there. Love, love, love this house.
I want to tell you about one more. There's not an open house, but if you need to see it, we can get you in. And it's one that was on the market and sold in the first week, but the buyer fell through. This is in Arlington, first-time home buyer house probably. This is bargain priced. It's 1,300 square feet, three bedroom, one and a half bath, inside laundry that's not counted in the square footage, fenced, new roof, updated windows and kitchen. The master has two closets, has a Florida room. Now get this. A 24 by 24 foot detached garage.
It's pretty amazing.
It's right near the donut shop. And people know about that donut shop. $140,000.
Yeah.
We had so many people interested in this. It's going to sell again this weekend. If you want to see
it, it's on Ansley, 5816 Ansley.
If you want to see it, let me know. We will get you in there to see it this weekend. Folks, we love doing this show. The Van Wees are standing by to come and tell you what happened this past week. Wasn't a good day yesterday, but the week was, so-so. Anyway, stand by for the Van Wees. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction. God bless.